This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
I'm Renee Montaigne, and now a story from Pakistan's border region from Steve Inskeep. Pakistan's military has made a point of highlighting what it considers a success story, driving out the Taliban from some tribal areas near Afghanistan. But as Steve found, Pakistan now faces the challenge of keeping the militants out.
Just on the edge of the tribal areas, we passed a wedding procession. People were dancing while leaning out the windows of a moving car. The situation here is a little more relaxed than it used to be. At the edge of the tribal area known as Bajor, government forces manned a checkpoint. A constable in a black beret was checking ID cards and giving a pat-down search to every man who walked out of Bajor. Inside, Pakistan's army has been giving tours of a former Taliban stronghold.
This is the place where they used to execute people, slaughter them normally. I'll show you.
An army captain named Mubasher drove us to a village that was ripped apart when the army blasted its way in. A mud hill in that village is honeycombed with Taliban caves.
Okay, so this is a cave that's been cut here. It's about,
okay.
What would you
Come,
say?
Please.
4 feet high? About as wide as a person.
I'll show you a complete. Come ahead. You will see so many. You can see their beddings lying there. They used to sleep here, few of them.
Now the occupants of those caves are gone. On the main street of a nearby town, we saw an ordinary sight, which, given the disruption of recent months, counts as news. A high school student in a blue sweater was carrying a folder full of classwork.
My name is Tariqullah.
Tariqullah, and you're 17. Are you coming from school?
Mathematics paper.
Yes, examination. Paper.
Your examination. So school is open. Was school closed for a while and it just reopened? Is that right?
He says the Bajor Public School and College is open after missing 5 months of class last year. Unfortunately, many other schools cannot open, and that's a concern of the top civilian official here, Zakir Hussain Afridi. He says intense fighting devastated much of this area.
There is a lot of infrastructural damages caused by the militants in the education sector, in the health sector, and other departments.
Somebody told me that dozens of schools have been blown up in the last year or two?
To be exact, it is more than 70 schools. More than 70 schools.
Many shops in a local bazaar stand empty, their roofs caved in, their walls punctured by artillery rounds. All of which could be good business for a local contractor we met.
How's business?
Sher Ghazan says he's already put his men to work on school projects, but there's a lot of other work to do.
Rolling past destroyed houses on these cliff sides, in many cases just one wall standing.
That destruction helps to explain why thousands of families have yet to return here. They stay in a refugee camp many miles away, to the annoyance of the overall military commander of most tribal areas. Something else is annoying a commander in Bajor. Two Taliban leaders who once made a base here got away. The day before we arrived, Brigadier Zafar ul Haq said he learned those two men had found a safe haven.
They have their sanctuaries in Afghanistan. We have credible information that they have their bases there. Even they are being trained there. They have their camps in the garb of refugee camps. We do have American allied forces on the other side, and we keep telling them that this is the situation, but nothing much is being done there. So that is the problem.
This is an amazing mirror image of what I hear when I talk to some American military officers, because they will say, we're doing everything we can on the Afghan side, and these people just flee across to Pakistan. You're saying exactly the opposite.
Exactly. These miscreants, they can go into Afghanistan and come back.
Certain Taliban fighters do seem to be able to slip away through the almost impossibly steep mountains here. Military officers think some escaped to a region called Orakzai, where Pakistani troops have been killed in fighting in recent days. Others might still be hiding somewhere in Bajor. In the weeks since the government declared victory here, someone has bombed three more schools. That means more work for Pakistan's government, and maybe that contractor. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.